The tax ombudsman will investigate alleged undue delays by the South African Revenue Service in paying out tax refunds. This is the first such review and follows recent amendments to the Act, which came into operation on the 18th of January of this year, and it will involve all categories of tax refunds. Gert van Heerden is a senior manager for legal services with the tax ombud, and Pieter Faber is senior executive for tax and legislation at SAICA. Gentlemen, thanks for your time today. Pieter, let me start with you, and maybe let's just take a few steps back and talk about when and how this problem was identified.
Hi, Ziggy, and hi to all your listeners as well. Yes, I do believe we do need to take a step back just to understand why this problem is actually quite complex. And the reason being, if we look at the timeline, it's been around quite some time, and that's because when we deal with things like refunds, when a refund is not paid, then obviously there's unhappiness about it.
Yes.
What we do need to understand is what has resulted or caused that specific. And when we look at this, we need to understand that firstly, in law, revenue have both the right to withhold refunds in certain circumstances, and there are various reasons why they're allowed to do so.
Yeah.
And secondly, they're also allowed to reduce a refund where certain things are not met, etc. So I think that's the starting point.
Yeah.
And when we look at this problem, we need to understand because there are various reasons in law, each one subject to a process. When something goes wrong in that process, or the process is not applied, or the taxpayer does not comply with certain requirements, you then end with a problem where the problem is then that the refund's not paid.
Yeah.
And then we have obviously a concern from the taxpayer side. So it's been a concern for some time. I think it has probably increased after the Tax Administration Act, which expanded on the various processes.
Yeah.
But what I think has become important recently is the fact that we have, call it the perfect storm, where we've had a lot of these processes, including, I think, quite a large increase in tax fraud, which has resulted in a lot of these processes and in creating a cumulative effect.
Yeah.
And this spill out of unhappiness,
yeah,
by the public.
And also, I mean, we've become used to the quick turnaround when it comes to refunds, to be fair, as taxpayers. Let's bring in Gert into this conversation. Maybe just take us through the timing of this, why this is happening at this point, Gert.
Good afternoon, Siki. Siki, the tax ombuds mandate was changed in January this year, which allows us to look into issues that may possibly affect a group or even all taxpayers in a negative way. Now, before these amendments to legislation, we could only review issues that were evident from formal complaints lodged, and we were essentially bound by those issues specifically complained about.
Mm.
Now, this allows us to be proactive when dealing with possible problems rather than being reactive, okay, based solely on the complaints received. So we did see a large number of spike in the number of refund complaints that came through, and it may be due to various reasons, some of them that Pieter alluded to. So yeah, I mean, it's a suitable time for us to do it now, and the law now allows us to do it.
So how will you approach this matter then with all parties?
Well, because the tax ombud is impartial, this office has to take both sides, being SARS and taxpayers' views, into account when we review these kind of issues. So any allegations made would usually emanate from taxpayers or tax practitioners and may be based on perceptions that may differ from person to person. So we use this extended mandate now to determine whether there are merits in the perception. So we take the perceptions, we go to SARS, and we all say, okay, well, what is your views on these perceptions? We take all taxpayers and practitioners' views into account.
Yeah.
And then if we do find that there are problems, then we make a recommendation to SARS on how to rectify this problem area.
Would you take on more complaints, or are you just going to deal with the ones that you have now? I'm just trying to get a sense of how the public can get involved.
Okay, the public can at any given time approach us with any one of these issues. Now, there's a difference between where the public want to lodge specific complaints individually and these kind of things, because these kind of things address the underlying issues that cause problems, the same problem for a lot of taxpayers. So in terms of these refund matters, taxpayers can still lodge their complaints with us, and it will run parallel to this procedure.
Okay.
So the cases will still go to SARS on a case-by-case basis with refunds, with recommendations, if it does fall within our mandate, and if they exhausted the SARS internal processes.
Okay.
While in the background, we will be running with this review, but at any given time, if taxpayers do have information that they think we need to take into account, and even with other issues as well, where they think that there are other underlying issues, not specifically relating to refund, where they have problems, they are more than welcome to contact us, and then we will do a submission. If we find that it is something that needs to be investigated, we can do a submission to the minister, and the minister may give approval then if he thinks that it's something worth investigating for us to do a separate review on it.
All right. Is SAICA going to be involved in supporting this initiative?
Yes, definitely. I think we have been involved in this concern and process for quite a few number of years, and I think we were also the first to actually do some preliminary research to just address some of the perceptions and determine whether some of them are real or not. And I think that's the type of support we can give. Firstly, I think, is actually giving that insights into where we have seen processes. We are connecting essentially the dots. So at the end of the day, you're just seeing a refund not being withheld, but the reason why it's happening and the processes that are either going wrong or not being applied, be it by SARS or the taxpayer, and giving insights to the Umbud to that process. And secondly, I think the support from our side is obviously we have access to a lot of our members who have insights into this process and deal with it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And we can then channel those back to both SARS and the Umbud in actually coming up with solutions.
Nagert mentioned the extended mandate of the tax ombud. How do you as SAICA see that impacting on our rights as taxpayers going forward?
Well, I think importantly we need to note that when we asked for the Umbud to be created back in 2010 in the Tax Administration Act, it was that we were actually seeking for, call it a non-adversarial, something akin to like a CCMA in seeking to resolve problems. And I think the extended mandate, what that does is actually, as Gert noted, allows the Umbud to actually look proactively at things and before things actually boil over, actually address these concerns and see where things are going wrong and that we actually address them then.
Okay. And very quickly, Gert, how do people complain then? Where do they send their details to?
Well, normal individual complaints they can send to our email address at complaints@taxombud.gov.za. That's complaints@taxombud.gov.za. But where they do want to bring raise concerns with us in relation to underlying issues that may impact more than one taxpayer, they can send it to office@taxombud.gov.za.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thanks so much to both of you for your time today. Gert van Heerden, who's Senior Manager for Legal Services at the Tax Ombud, and Pieter Faber, who's Senior Executive for Tax and Legislation at SAICA.